I can see this object with my eyes. Why? Because I have a sense of seeing. Supposing today we have no senses at all, then this whole world will be devoid of experience. You will never experience the world, because the whole world as it is seen by a senses. Supposing there is a man who is blind and deaf and dumb and insensitive and incapable of taste. Supposing such a human being is there, what will be his experience of the world? Will the world exist at all for him? For us also the world exists, because they are the results of the senses. All the shapes are to us shapes because of our senses. And what are the senses? Manas is the real sense. All the sense organs are only the instruments. The real sense is manas. That is why in the Indian psychology, manas is called the sixth sense. Five senses are the five outlets, instruments. But behind the five senses is the manas. That is why you can sense nothing in the world unless the mind is associated with your sense organs. When you are asleep and when the sense organs are not associated with the mind, then your sense organs do not sense anything. Even if somebody shouts, since the mind is not present, the hearing is present. You cannot hear. So mind association is very necessary. So behind the sense is the mind. And behind the mind is the will. If there is no will, then even the mind will not function. These powers of the will, of the mind, of intelligence, and of the sense are the cosmic powers. And all these cosmic powers give the shape. It is by shaping, they are all shaped by cosmic powers, which are called devas. But who is it that Adhideva, who is above these gods? It is Purushaha. It is the Purusha who enjoys all this. You take out the Purusha, there is no enjoyment, there is no perception, there is no will.